residence over 30 years, last July 31st. And you know, hell, you're nowhere near as impressed as I am. 30 years is the longest I have ever gone without a drink. Thirty years is a long time between drinks for me. In fact, if this keeps up, I may just give up drinking. Yeah. 30 years since without a drink, and Max pointed out to me this evening, next Tuesday, Max and I will have been married 58 years. You're nowhere near as impressed as I am. You know. I'm not even as impressed as Max is. That's a long time. And in fact, we've known each other for over 75 years, I guess. And right, yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, she was driving me to drink all these years, and it ended up that she drove me into the nut ward, is what she did. I ended up in the nut ward of the hospital I was on the staff of. How yourself? I didn't think it was very damn funny. In fact, it was a bad place to be. It was the St. Joseph's Hospital in Orange, and they're fanatics there. They're fanatics on making leather belts. Really, you can't get out of there until you make a leather belt or ashtray or something useful. And I swear, if they had a Senate investigation or something, they'd probably find their people have been there for years, and they won't let them out till they make something. And they try to convince me that the quality of my life would improve if I learned how to make a leather belt. I told them, I said, that's ridiculous. I said, I've got a whole wall full of licenses and certificates and diplomas and papers to prove that I've been educated way beyond my level of intelligence. And I don't see how making leather belt would improve my life in any capacity. I didn't understand the philosophy, and besides, I didn't understand the instructions. That wasn't my fault, that was the fault of that dumb occupational therapist. Because I've always known, if you don't understand a thing well enough so you can explain it to me, so that I understand it, then you don't understand as well as you're supposed to. And she had explained it to me 3 times. I wasn't going to embarrass her by asking her a 4th time. I remember sitting there in a nut ward, commiserating with myself about the series of misdiagnoses and poor medical management and bad breaks that a nice guy like me ended up in a place like that. And I, as a matter of fact, my background is internal medicine. I'm a diagnostician.